noticed that people not only act, they react. They react to other people's actions. Then the first person reacts to the second person's reaction, and before you know what's happening, there's a row. It's amazing how quickly things go down the tubes. We get into a spiral of tit-for-tat reactions and then look out. In one episode of Star Trek, the crew of the Enterprise spaceship came across a new weapon. It was a handheld pistol, but it didn't fire any bullets. It took them a while to work out that it fed on people's anger. When the pistol was pointed at someone, it made them angry to be threatened like that, and the gun soaked up the anger and fired it back at the person in an invisible beam. The wise captain figured it out and told his crew that they had nothing to fear so long as they did not get angry when it was pointed at them. Easier said than done, of course. When people are gunning for us, it is not easy to hold back the rising anger. But if we don't bite our lip, we can end up saying something that we regret later. And our own anger can eat us up. This is what I call the harmonic effect. Actions and reactions bouncing off each other and escalating. It makes sense when a boat starts to rock from side to side to stop moving around. It is wise not to fan flames. William Walpole was Britain's first and longest-serving Prime Minister, 20 years in fact. Before him and after him, there were wars and poverty, but during his time in office, there was peace and prosperity. What was the secret of his success? He always claimed it was, "Doing nothing is my policy." Sometimes you get on better by not saying things and not inflaming situations. Jesus put it, "Turn the other cheek. Do not return evil for evil, but return good for evil." Who knows, we might even set up a positive harmonic effect spiral.